Hell yeah. Sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio en direct avec nous ce soir, un membre du groupe Avoc, c'est-à-dire David. Hey, David, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's things out there in France?
David Sanchez, donc le guitariste et vocaliste du groupe Avoc, en direct avec nous ce soir pour nous présenter le nouvel album Five. Ouais, du pur thrash metal en tout cas, quelque chose, un gros son, un truc qui explose à la tête. Ça, c'est du. En tout cas, ils font pas dans la dentelle et c'est vraiment très très bon. Déjà, on vous a déjà passé un titre. Il y en aura un juste après qui est sorti cet après-midi. En tout cas, ouais, en tout cas, très gros disque. David, it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on Two Friends in Rock, Red Rock Station, Vinyl Times. Classic Rock Radio. We are located in Paris, France. Okay, we have a great audience from the North Africa, as Algeria, Tunisia, and European countries as Germany, Hungary, Italy, Spain. Great. Yeah, because we are using Amazon, the Alexa system.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. David, for beginning, let's talk about the new single, Phantom Force, from your next album called Five. The production is powerful and massive.
Yeah, we're all really happy with how the album sounds. We spent a lot of time refining the tones on everything. We tried out different cymbals, different drum heads, moving the drum kit in the drum room. We also tried out, I think, like 11 different basses, 5 different guitars, 13 different amplifiers, 9 different speakers, a bunch of different microphones. We did a lot of experimentation to get the album sounding the way that it does.
Okay, donc en fait ils ont utilisé plusieurs à l'intérieur, hein, plusieurs studios, plusieurs micros, plusieurs amplis, beaucoup de choses en tout cas pour essayer d'obtenir le meilleur son possible. Et je vous dis, à l'écoute, ça tue quoi. Et d'ailleurs, on va y revenir. Five, which is arrived on May 1st, was engineered and mixed and mastered entirely by Mr. Mark Lewis. But the job is amazing, amazing.
Yeah, Mark did a really good job on it. And when we started, I told Mark like that I didn't want it to sound like all of his other stuff. Because Mark, and that's not to insult Mark. Mark is a really good engineer and mixer, and his albums all sound amazing. But I told him I want people to hear it and be surprised that you did it. I want it to sound completely unique. And he was totally into that idea, and his goal was just to make it sound like us.
Okay. Donc en fait, ils ont eu un cahier des charges dès le départ. Hein. Ils ont dit, voilà, on veut une grosse production, bien évidemment, mais on veut notre propre son. Notre self-sound, our sound, c'est ce qu'ils voulaient, quoi. Notre propre son, notre propre production, on veut pas ressembler aux autres. On veut le son Avoc, voilà, c'est ça qu'ils veulent. Et donc en fait, ils ont réussi parce que, je vous ai dit, ça, quand on à l'écoute hein, des gens, on a écouté un titre, vous allez voir, il y en a un deuxième qui arrive tout à l'heure. Ouais, on pense pas à autre chose, quoi. C'est du pur trash, ça envoie, c'est très heavy, c'est très très bien fait en tout cas. Let's talk about the lyrics of the title Phantom Force. Panic, lurking sources, crushed by a paranormal phantom force. I can wake up petrified inside this nightmare behind my eyes, destined to die. Wow. What are your inspiration for writing?
Yeah, the song is inspired by these people called the Hmong people from Cambodia.
Oh, okay.
Who escaped the war that happened there, and a lot of the males who fled the war mysteriously died in their sleep. And scientists don't know exactly why they died, but it's believed that their spiritual beliefs kind of like went with them and haunted them. And in their culture, they believe that there's a demon that holds you down while you're sleeping and sometimes will kill you in your sleep.
Okay. En fait, ouais, ce sont des paroles hein, qui l'ont inspiré, notamment sur ce qui se passait un petit peu auparavant au Cambodge, avec notamment des assassinats, etc. Bon, c'est toujours aussi, c'est toujours aussi sombre, hein, bien évidemment, les paroles trash comme ça. Donc, il explique ça, assez sobrement, mais évidemment, je vous invite quand même à aller, dès que l'album sortira, je vous invite à aller lire les textes parce que là, c'est très très sombre. David, 6 hours ago, your label posted a second single. Post-truth era.
Yes.
The lyric video. Why? I just discovered the songs. It's really heavy.
Yeah, we wanted to we chose the songs that we were going to release well in advance. The timing of this song coming out right now is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I hope people listen to the lyrics, because I think the lyrics are very relevant to what's going on right now.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Comme donc, effectivement, il y a 6 heures, le label Century Media a mis en ligne un second titre qui s'appelle Post-Truth Era, donc une lyrique vidéo. Et notamment, on va y revenir, parce qu'il y a la pochette qui est aussi sublime. Il y a beaucoup de choses à dire. Et ouais, le titre, il est très heavy, vous allez voir. C'est très calme. En tout cas, c'est taillé pour la scène, quoi. I said, the song is really cool, it's really heavy, but it's, the song is for the stage. Because on stage,
yeah,
it's another dimension. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of our songs are written specifically for playing live.
Okay.
We're always thinking about how things are going to come across live when we're writing new songs.
Okay. And about the cover, the cover is from Eliran Cantor. Yeah, he did a remarkable job on the cover. Wow. The cover is beautiful.
Yeah, it's the cover. When the album is out, people can listen to the song Interface with the Infinite, and the lyrics are the most closely related to that artwork. When when I gave him the concept for the art at the end, I told him that I would like it to look like Caravaggio meets Salvador Dali, and I think he absolutely nailed it. We're all really happy with how it looks.
Ok, donc la pochette a été faite par Eliran Cantor, hein, vous en souvenez, notamment il y a Stéphane Buriès de Loublast qui nous en parlait, puisqu'il aussi travaille avec lui, il travaille avec Testament, il a travaillé avec le Black Dahlia Murder, etc, etc, ouais, et ils ont que eux, ils ont vraiment une pochette un peu Salvatore Dali, comme ça dans le style, ça leur a beaucoup plu, effectivement, hein, la pochette, on la mettra tout à l'heure sur la page Facebook 213 Rock, et la pochette est très très belle, elle est hors du commun pour le trash, mais en tout cas, il y a une qualité, il y a un visuel très joli, et c'est très bien trouvé quoi. Please David, you have a new bass player, Mr. Brandon Bruce. He participated in the recording of the album. How was the atmosphere in the studio?
Brandon in studio is really easy. He nails his parts, and he worked his ass off to get really good and tight on the music before we went in to record it. So he did a great job in the studio, and it's nice to have him so well prepared and enthusiastic about the project.
Ok. En fait, donc oui, ça s'est très bien passé avec donc leur nouveau bassiste s'appelle Brandon Bruce et donc ça s'est très très bien passé et puis donc ils étaient très enthousiastes donc une bonne atmosphère en tout cas en studio, ouais, superbe. Bon, maintenant il reste plus qu'à lui poser la question quand est-ce qu'ils viendront en tournée. David, the question very hard. The tour, when? The
well,
next tour.
Yeah, we're hoping we're currently scheduled to do some festivals and shows in late July until the middle of August in Europe, but we'll see what happens with those. And we had to cancel our upcoming tours in North America, but we're going to try to get something scheduled for later in the year. Hopefully this virus has gone away and people are back to a more normal life, because this album, a lot of these songs are made for playing live, and we can't wait to get out on stage and perform them.
Yeah, we can't wait to listen that, to see the band on stage, you know, man. This virus is it's amazing problem, you know. Everything is canceled at this moment, some festival postponed, and we have here in France everyone are in confinement at home. It's amazing. You know,
we are living in a different world in a month.
Yeah, we are living the lyrics of trash metal music.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, you remember Nuclear Assault?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but we are inside that kind of risk. The album Survive with that. This is it. Okay, no, it's a, you know what? It's amazing because the silence, one of the expected effects of the coronavirus, and there is nobody in the streets, have the impression that the population is an actor of sci-fi movie. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, 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 okay. Do you have a message for the listeners tonight, please?
Well, we just put out a new song. I would highly recommend you go check it out. I think the lyrics are extremely relevant to what's going on in the world right now. And our new record is going to be coming out on May 1st. And I think there's a lot more lyrics that are going to become relevant as well. So we worked really hard on getting this record done right and making it sound amazing. So I hope people will check it out and enjoy it.
Ouais, yes, yes, of course, évidemment, bien évidemment, j'espère que vous aussi vous aimerez la musique du groupe Avog. Donc je rappelle, l'album s'appelle Five. David Sanchez en direct avec nous sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. David, thank you very much. Next song is Post Truth Era from your new album called Five, out May 1st. Okay, man, thank you very much.
Hell yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking the time.
Yes, sure, exactly, man. Hey, sur la web rock station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Avoc, le second single. Le clip, il est sorti cet après-midi. Voici le titre Post-Truth Era sur le 113 Rock, Arag Melodica Margum.